When Jesus Christ was 12 years old, as holy scriptures plainly told, he then disputed brave and bold among the learned doctors, who wondered greatly at his wit, as in the temple he did sit, for no man could compare with it, his wisdom was so heavenly. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. At 30 years he then began to preach the gospel unto men, and all Judea wondered then to hear his heavenly doctrine. Such works he did as made them muse among the proud hard-hearted Jews, yet evermore they did refuse to take him for their Saviour. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. For first of all by power divine he changed water into wine, when at a marriage he did dine, which made the people wonder. Moreover, with 7 loaves of bread 7,000 men he fully fed, whereby his glory far was spread throughout the land of Jewry. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. And by his glorious power and might, unto the blind he gave their sight, for which the Jews bore him a spite, who sought for to destroy him. The man which was both deaf and dumb, which never heard nor spake with tongue, by Christ was healed when he did come, whose praise he then pronounced. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. The woman that was grieved sore with an issue of blood 12 years and more, unto her health he did restore in a minute of an hour. The captain's man that sick did lie, our Saviour healed presently. Although he never came him nigh, his words alone did help him. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. Likewise he healed the lepers 10, whose bodies were most filthy then, yet none but one did come again him humble thanks to render. And he that sick of the palsy lay with shaking joints for many a day, the Lord to heal him did not stay, but straight his will fulfilled. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. The halt and lame that could not go, but still remained in great woe, our Saviour Christ did pity show, and make them whole and lusty. The man that was with devils possessed, and never lived in peace and rest, by Christ his word at length was blessed, and they were clean cast from him. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. The widow's son that dead did lie, when Christ our Saviour came not nigh, he raised to life immediately, unto her joy and comfort. Then Mary and Martha made great moan, because their brother was dead and gone. Our Lord put life in him alone, and he from grave came running. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. and more his heavenly might to show upon the sea himself did go, and never none could yet do so but only Christ our Saviour. And when the soldiers with great might did seek to take him in the night, they were not able to stand in his sight till he the same permitted. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. But yet for all these wonders great, the Jews were in a raging heat, whom no persuasion could entreat, but cruelly they did kill him. And when he left his life so good, the moon was turned into blood, the earth and temple shaking stood, and graves full wide did open. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. Then some of them that stood thereby with voices loud began to cry, this was the Son of God truly, without all kind of doubting. And as they said it, prove it plain, for in 3 days he rose again. Although he suffered bitter pain, both heaven and hell he conquered. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. And after that ascended he to heaven in glorious majesty, with whom God send us all to be forevermore rejoicing. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth.